Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Be Mindful. I'm Lillian Larty, and I'm joined in the studio today with my co-host, Pastor Deji Ayorendi, and Noma Ekwe. And as always, this week, for our weekly broadcast, we are here to explore issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians, including mental and emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, and much, much more. If you're joining us for the first time on Being Mindful, let me tell you that this is where we discuss topics around how we can respond when we or others are confronted with these kinds of concerns in our Christian lives. As always, during the show, we would love to hear from you, so do get in touch regarding today's topic. And the easiest way to do this is to contact us using a PHBC radio app. Just tap on the link to contact the studio and send us a message directly from there. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're on social media, you can also contact us directly from there using any of our social media channels. Just use the handle at PHBC London to find us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And any message you send during the show will come directly to us in the studio, and we will happily answer your questions. So let's get to it. And in our normal practice of being mindful, we like to check in with each other. So I will start with, who shall I start with this evening?
Drum roll.
Beginning with N. Noma, what's on your mind?
Oh, wow. What's on my mind? I think for the first time, it's going to be my bed. Yes, I've had a very exhausting week, and I foresee...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. She's had a very exhausting week. Does anybody know what today is?
Today's Monday.
Wow.
Last week was exhausting.
Just the fact that the week is last week has flowed right into this week. Wow.
Yes. So I'm still recovering. You can tell.
Yeah. Yes.
But yes. This week seems pretty busy as well. But yeah, I mean, I'm always thankful to be busy. Yeah, but I'm tired.
Is it good busy or
no? It's good busy. It's the kind of busy you pray for.
Where the testimony is cooking. That kind of busy, right?
The kind of busy that you're where. Carry on, expand.
Yeah, go on.
The kind of busy that you pray for. I mean, when I say you know.
No, we don't.
We want to know more. We want
tell,
we want
tell us more. Yes.
Okay, so I applied for a work placement.
Mm-hmm.
With whom? Are you allowed to say?
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say. Okay, I applied for work placement at the Guardian newspaper.
Oh, hey, what I said.
So I started last week.
You kept that quiet.
Yes, so.
I'm pulling you up on Sunday to come and share a testimony.
Yes.
Yes, that'll be nice.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. I hear that.
So it's been quite busy, but yeah, good busy.
Okay.
Wow. I still think she's got more to tell us.
I'm sure.
Please. Undercover. Please,
honestly.
Your turn, Pastor DJ.
Shall I tell you what's really on my mind? What's on my mind is I had what I will call what I consider to be a really amazing weekend.
Ooh.
Just a weekend of celebrating God's goodness in his people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is absolutely 100% firmly and squarely on my mind.
Mm.
Saturday was... So I attended graduation at mm-hmm. Spurgeon's College. So Spurgeon's College, it wasn't at Spurgeon's.
Mm-hmm.
The Spurgeon's College graduation, which was just, it was wonderful. There were parts of it, I'm going to be honest, I mean, it's a graduation ceremony. So some speeches, there are parts of it that were boring. You have to let them say this stuff. Hey, it's a very formal, you know. But overall, it was a celebration of people who... These are people who, in some cases, were being commissioned for ministry, but people who had, you know, against the odds, mm-hmm. As the phrase goes, excuse the gambling reference. Mm-hmm. you know, there are things we just say and we don't understand.
Where it against, comes from, yeah.
Against the odds is a gambling mm-hmm. reference. You know, people say, oh, you know, you can bet that. It's like, you know, excuse the gambling reference. But people who just had faced all sorts of personal challenge, family challenge, health challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some cases, you know, it was 3-year journey. For some cases, it was a 2-year, maybe on a master's or one. There's somebody I know was a 10-year journey towards his PhD.
Wow.
And we just celebrated. We celebrated with them as they graduated and, you know, and stepped in, as it were, into the next phase. So I knew quite a number of people who were being awarded, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And there were lots of woo, woo, woo from where we were sitting. We cheered for anybody. We just, we were the renter crowd.
Heckless.
You were the ones just woo, woo, everybody. Oh, you know, Bob Andrews, woo. Bob's like, I don't know them. You know, we were those guys. But Rick Warren is the chancellor, because Spurgeon's College is
Rick
now.
Rick Warren, as in?
Rick, yes, Rick Warren, as in Purpose Driven Life.
Wow.
So Spurgeon's College, towards the end of last year, was granted by the UK government education authorities self-awarding powers.
Mm.
So it has the same legal status as any university in the country. So so you can now do a Spurgeon's College degree, not necessarily not just Spurgeon's College degree validated by blah, it's their own degrees.
Mm.
So they're officially, as it were, a university, their university status.
Mm.
So they want a vice chancellor, and Rick Warren, the Rick Warren, is the chancellor of Spurgeon's College.
Wow.
And his preach on Saturday was a thing and a half. I mean,
I call it
a preach, you know, the chancellor's address.
Mm.
But obviously, we're Christians, a Christian college. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. I mean, he came correct.
Oh,
so it was really wonderful to be there. And then at PHBC yesterday, how can I not say? You know, we had another baptism service to the glory of God.
Yes.
You know, three guys, three young men.
Oh, awesome.
You know, and it was just woo.
Oh.
So what's on my mind? I'm just celebrating God. I'm just excited. I am tired because it's a lot of work. I was up to early hours of Sunday morning because of the graduation and setting up for church.
Yeah.
And then I was up till late yesterday, and then I was up here early this morning again. And, you know, so there's a little bit of tiredness there, but let no man trouble me.
I'll
my body to Boston. I really, really feel like, you know what, Lord, this is for you and a worthy sacrifice. So I'm grateful. I'm really, really, really grateful.
You're buzzing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's where I'm at. What's on your mind, Lillian?
Well, it's funny you should mention Rick Warren, because over the weekend, what's been on my mind is about purpose and calling. And I felt led to dig out my Rick Warren Purpose Driven Life book.
Wow.
So I was reading bits of it. And it's so interesting when you realize, like, notes that you've made previously in years, you know, you're just like, some of it's relevant, some of it is like, oh, no, that's changed now, you know. And then just as I was leaving to come here today, I was listening on the radio, and Tony Evans was talking about calling, you know. And then I listened to another message that YouTube popped up over the weekend about knowing the will of God. So for me, this sort of this weekend has been around themes around purpose, calling, being in the will of God. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, something is going on.
Yeah. And you could not, you know, it was like, I was just getting myself ready to come here. And, you know, on the radio, it just popped up. Oh, Tony Evans talking about calling. I'm like, you couldn't even write this stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what's been on my mind. So I am leaning into God and saying, okay, God, what are you saying to me at this time?
I think that we're in that season. I think that we are in that season where God is setting some things up.
Mm-hmm.
I have said, and I'll say here, and you know, those of you who are listening on the show today, and those of you who catch it on playback before Sunday, then you'll hear me say it here first, is that I do believe that we're in a season of establishment. I do believe we're in a season of establishment. I think that certain things are being set up, certain foundations are being laid, certain things in God are being established for the next bit, for the next season, for the next phase of a move. I really, seriously, genuinely believe that. I do believe this. And so a lot of the things that I'm hearing, just listening to you, you know, I said, oh, how are you doing? Oh, you know, you're at the Guardian, you know, I mean, you know, big girls moves, man. Woo, look at you, you know, national paper, you know, and that, what a great place, a great place to go and work and gain experience, gain and glean. And I pray that as you move in that place, that, you know, God will open your eyes and you will see what's relevant for you. You won't forget, you will take. And what's not relevant for you, even before you get to the door, you'll have forgotten it. You know, because, and just hearing what you're talking about, purpose, and as it happens, purpose-driven life, only for me to be talking about, you know, listening to Rick Warren.
Exactly.
Preaching on Saturday, you know. So it was really, and I do believe that there are things that he's setting up. Even yesterday's baptism with these young men, their stories and how they ended up at the point of baptism, the challenges, the obstacles that they faced. I think for me, I was just like, you know what, this is amazing. This is just like, whoop, hallelujah, Lord.
And I'm glad that with the baptisms, there is the opportunity to hear their testimonials.
Yes.
Because it gives us an idea of their story and an idea of how they came to be at this point. Because the baptisms that I've witnessed over the years, it's always been, okay, this person's come for baptism, they get up from the chair and straight into the pool, you know, and they have a scripture and that's it. We don't know nothing about them. But the fact that we know about these people, and in that way, well, for me, I feel like, oh my goodness, I'm part of it, you know.
Yes.
And it's I'm just so happy for those young men. Yeah, really, really happy.
Good.
So, shall we have a music interlude at this point?
It's up to you, Lady Controller.
Yes, by the way, people, Noma is on the controls tonight.
Yes, pray for me. Pray for me, please. Okay, so we're going to do, I'm always scared to pronounce this surname, is Kirk Whalum.
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 Well, I don't know. I can't remember which one. I think it was last week or the week before you remixed another name.
I said Levine.
Yeah, exactly. actual truth is, I don't know. Everybody I know calls him Kirk Whalum.
Okay.
You know, it's like Israel Houghton. I say Israel Houghton. Some people say Houghton.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say Houghton.
I said Houghton.
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't know. I mean,
I've heard that one, you know, as well.
I don't know. So hit Kirk, but not Franklin.
Yeah, no. Franklin. And it's jazz. And it's Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Oh,
others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Kirk Whalum with the good old track, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. It's one of those things, and you know, I think it's written based on the book of, was it Mark, I think? Bartimaeus, the blind man that cried out to Jesus. So hey, listen, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we discuss issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians. We'd love for you to join in the conversation. We're about to get to the topic in just a moment. If you don't want to reach out to us, you can, if you're using the PHBC app, just click on the button that says contact the studio, and whatever message you send will come directly to us here. Alternatively, you can reach us via our social media handles using the tag at PHBC London. That's Facebook, Insta, and Twitter. And you can send us a direct message. We'll pick it up here as well. So, Lillian, what are we talking about today?
So today we are talking about miracles. Are they for today? So
good.
We will.
That's a question.
Yes, I will. I will go around the studio and ask in a moment. However, this is a common question that's often discussed in Christian circles. You know, okay, yeah, we know all about miracles in the Bible. We know all about the miracles that Jesus did, but we're not seeing any miracles today. Are they still relevant? Has the, you know, did miracles stop when Jesus ascended? Did the miracles stop in the book of Acts? You hear all these sorts of comments. And we thought that this is something that we would bring here and discuss. And also find out from yourselves about miracles. Have you seen miracles in your life as a Christian? Have you heard of miracles? Have you witnessed miracles? We'd love to know. So again, get in touch in the relevant ways. But my first of all, I'm going to ask Noma, do you think miracles are relevant? Are they still for today?
A big yes. Definitely. Definitely. I think... I can't remember where in the New Testament, but I know there's somewhere where Jesus said, but greater works you will do, when he was talking to the disciples, and he was, I believe he was referencing miracles as well. So, yeah, my hard yes, it is.
Have you seen any miracles? Have you been a witness to any? Have you experienced any?
Oh, wow. I think I have experienced miracles, but now I'm drawing a blank in my so I remember one. So I think this was like maybe 2 years ago. I was having like this pain in my eye, and if I like tried to turn my eye this way, it would really hurt. Like if I wanted to give someone like a side eye, like it would really it would really hurt. You know, maybe God was like, no side eyes anymore. But anyway, so yeah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, either way, it would really hurt. And so I joined, one of my brothers had sent me a link of a prayer program that was happening online. And so I had joined that morning. And it was one of those things where I was almost like already used to, oh, it hurts when I do this, so don't do it type of thing. And so while the prayer thing was going on, like immediately... this man just gave a word of knowledge, like, oh, there's someone who is watching, and, you know, and he's talked about the eye thing, and he was like, God has healed you, da, 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 da. And for a minute, I even forgot, like, I was just like, amen. And then I was like, oh, let me see if it's me. And so I did that, and I didn't feel anything, and I did that, and I started crying, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Wow. So, yeah, so that, I think that's something that is very recent, like 2 years ago. So definitely, I believe, yeah.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Positive.
That's wonderful. I mean 100%. I love the way you answered, Norma. I'm a hard yes as well. I mean, I'm not a cessationist. You know, there's the cessationists who say, well, the miracles, you know, they went with the Acts of the apostles. So I'm not a cessationist. I do believe in miracles. I believe in the existence of miracles. I believe in the power of God at work through the Holy Spirit today and through us. Even I do believe in that, and yes, I have. I remember. Let me tell you my first, not even a personal one. The first time God used me. That one was what blew my mind. I didn't have a box for it. A sister of mine, a dear friend, I've known her and her family many, many years. And one day, she and I and a couple other people, we were singing. We had a group, a group, and we went out and ministered in all sorts of places. And our rehearsal time, we used to rehearse every fortnight on a Saturday. And our rehearsals sometimes would be like 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Because the first year, we'd say, we want to learn this song, but let's just have a time of worship. You see that? Let's just have a time of worship. It could last 2.5 hours of just having, we would just be in God's presence. And, you know, we'd just be on the keyboard and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, we just finished the rehearsal, so-called rehearsal, because we did not rehearse that. It was just worship. And then she said, I need to go and see my mom. Why don't we all go together? So the five of us jumped in the car, went to her mom. As we got there, her mom was like, I'm in pain. And it was her right arm that was hurting for whatever reason near the elbow. This woman was crying. And we were like, what happened? She said, I don't know, I'm in pain. And I just was like, you know what? No. And I just put my hand on her. And as I put my hand on her and I said, right now we rebuke this pain. And I just, I was charged up. And the Spirit of God, I know with all certainty, I was charged up, and in him, I just held her arm and I said, no, we rebuke this pain. And I just said, let's pray right now. And da, da, da. And all of a sudden, genuinely, I felt, she said she didn't feel it. I felt her hand getting hot. So I finished praying and I said, I can feel, it's like you're getting a temperature. And she said, no. I said, you're feeling hot. She said, no, I'm not. I said, okay. But and I said to somebody else, feel it. And they could feel it. They were like, it's really hot over there. And is it, you know, and she was like, yeah, but it's still her. It's still, And you know how you talked about how absolutely all of us, there was this stunned silence and then the tears came.
Yeah. It's always humbling.
It was just this. Did that just happen? I mean, how did it happen? Not just the why. And it was just this, for me, that was the first time ever that sort of thing has happened to me. So if God can use me, then if God can use me, then yeah, he's still using people, you know? Amen. How about you?
I've been a witness to various miracles and like on myself. I remember one time I went to a prayer meeting and I had a sharp pain in my foot, and on the way to the prayer meeting I was praying, you know you're rebuking the pain and things like that, you know. When I got into the place, the pain was still there, and then one of the ministers said, whoever needs prayer, come up. So you know, some of us went up, and then, you know, we say, oh, this is what's happening, you know. And he got this young lady, he just pulled this young lady out of the crowd. When I say out the crowd, it was only a few of us, but out of us, you know, told her to come. He says, I want you to pray over her foot. And she was like stunned. She was like, me? She was looking at him like, and he said, yes, you can pray. Use your faith to pray on her foot, you know. So he got her to put her foot on my foot and start praying, you know. But no lie, the pain had gone.
Wow.
The pain had gone, because I was finding it difficult to even put weight on it.
Wow.
And so after, when I told her, I said, the pain's gone. She couldn't believe it. She was just like, you know, and the pastor was like, of course. He said, you know, and he was referring us to scriptures. He says, if it could happen then, it's still happening today. We've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. It can still happen today.
Yes.
So, and I remember one at this same prayer meeting, one time this lady came in. It was a friend of mine, her mother, who was almost incapacitated. She could hardly walk, because when they were bringing her in, they were, you know, they had to hold her. And as they were praying over her, she went from stumbling to running up and down, literally. You couldn't even say, oh no, this is a lie, you know, it's a fix up. No, this woman was an elderly woman, number one.
Mm.
Number two, I know of this woman and her condition. And to see what was happening was just amazing.
I decided I want to share a personal thing that happened to me.
Can I? One minute.
Okay, go on. Go for it.
We just want to ask you, audience, again, have you seen miracles? Please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Any miracles that you've seen, witnessed, or maybe you haven't. Maybe you're a doubter. You're just like a doubting Thomas, and you're just like, I don't know about this miracle business, you know. Let us know.
Mm.
So get in contact, PHBC Radio app or on Insta, Facebook and or Twitter. Pastor DJ.
Yeah, I was just going to say something actually happened to me and it was last year.
Mm.
It was last year. I was here at church. And and I suddenly started getting pain. And I was actually in my office. I was here at the time. Anu, who used to be here, she was here. She was the administrator.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Pastor Jasmine, who was previously here as well, associate pastor. And both of them were here. And I'd said to them, I said, something's wrong. I can feel something's wrong. Something is drastically wrong with me. I've got this pain. I can't deal. So at that point, I picked up my phone and I called Sumi, called my wife. I called Sumi and I said, I need you to come, bring the car. I need you to take me to A&E now.
Wow.
I know my body, you know, something's wrong.
Mm.
You know, just something's going on. And I can't, I mean, and so she came, and when she arrived, they let her in.
Mm.
And by the time, all this time, I'm alone in my office. I'd gotten off, there's a two-seater sofa in my office that I, you know, receive people at, and I'd laid down on this thing. When they came, I was it's not just I was in pain, the pain was causing me to cry.
Oh my wow. goodness.
So these three women come into my office and they see me there crying, and I was just like, I can't move. And they were like, okay, you need to put your shoes on, you know, so we could, because I kicked my shoes off. To, and as I sat on there, I was like, it took so long for me to just sit up.
Mm.
And I remember the looks on their faces.
Mm.
And Pastor Jasmine was just like, we need to pray now. And she just walks up to me and she puts her hand on my shoulder and she starts to pray.
Mm.
And I can't remember who was doing what. I could hear somebody else speaking in tongues. I could hear all sorts of stuff between the three of them. I was just sitting there crying, just going, amen, amen.
Mm.
I don't know how long the prayer lasted. I don't think it lasted that long.
Mm.
And I am not kidding. I mean, they were my witnesses.
Mm.
And in that moment, something, and I was going, amen, amen. And all of a sudden I felt, and my amen changed to wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I started saying wow. Wow. And then I wasn't crying now. I started to weep. And they were like, okay, is it getting worse? And I said, no, I can't feel any pain. I can't feel any pain.
Oh, hallelujah.
And I was just saying wow. And I was just crying. And I felt like such a child.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And she just came and she just laid hands on me. She was like, right, that's it. We're taking authority now.
Oh.
And I just remembered as I told the story of what I did. It was, I think it was for her. Later on, she was saying, what was I supposed to do?
Mm.
I'm the associate pastor of the church. You're going through this. I had to, my faith had to wake up.
Mm.
What would I tell the church happened?
Mm.
You know?
Exactly.
And I thought that was amazing. She exercised faith and God just used her mightily.
Mm.
In that moment, and it was just wow followed by wow. In fact, I had phoned 1-101. Was it 111?
111.
I'd already phoned them.
Mm.
I told them my symptoms. I told them, and they were like, get to hospital. In fact, I called for an ambulance.
Mm.
And they said, look, we're having delays at the moment. I think it was summertime. Mm. We're having delays. Ambulance might be about 40 minutes. They'd realize this is non-critical. This man isn't going to die right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, and I said, I can get to hospital myself. They said, well, if you can, go ahead and do so, but let us know.
Mm.
So all that wow, 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 wow. I then called them back and canceled.
Mm. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing God.
Yeah. So hey, that's, you know, I believe Catherine Coleman, I don't know if we know that name.
Yes.
Yeah. Catherine Coleman famously said, I believe in miracles because I believe in God.
Mm.
So, same here.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. God is the God of miracles, you know. We're gonna continue this discussion after our next music interlude. And who's up next, Mama?
Okay, we have Steady featuring Limo Blaze, and it's called Wait For It.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn up.
Does he love me? Does he love me not? Moving on so fast, I wound up using up all my cash to find out it doesn't work like that. Live fast, die young, and how I'ma go. Took me a long time to get it right. Never quite satisfied if I ain't got you. All I have is all that I need. I don't need no one else. As long as I have all your help, I got everybody that I need. I'm on top of it, eagle's wings. No longer down, I'm flying. You never let it ride on time. My lady, he don't know no time. Better wait for it. Nobody rush me, set a pace for it. I was so young and so wasteful. Couldn't tell me I had a whip on it. Oh no, 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 wait for it. Nobody rush me, set a pace for it. Oh no, oh na 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 na. Me better wait for it. Oh no.
Try many times, but he no walker. Boys for my hoots in a soft walker. I trust in myself and I pump also. See as I fall flat, I did pray for your grace now to hold me. On the base I did move now, you showed me. Bad man come, but no feet to hold me. Yeah, then no feet to hold me. Every time, not 9 out of 10, I mean every time. I gotta trust your ways, I won't fall in line. Lord, it's all your will and it's never mine. Don't let nobody dictate what the pace of your life should be. And if they ask you to hurry, you tell them this how it should be.
No, better wait for it. Nobody rush, she set a pace for me. I was so young and so wasteful. Couldn't tell me I had to wait upon it. Oh no, 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 wait for it. Nobody rush, she set a pace for me. Oh no, oh no, 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 no. Me better wait for it. Set the pace for me. Oh, na, 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 na.
Okay, welcome back. So, we are still talking about miracles. We would love to hear from you, lovely listeners. You know, have we, what we've shared, has it stirred up anything to your remembrance as to miracles that have occurred in your life? And, or are you a doubting Thomas? Do you need to see evidence?
There might be somebody called Thomas out there who's listening.
Or a doubting Thomasina.
Oh my goodness me. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, so, you know.
How about a doubting Bob? Or a doubting, you know.
There might be a Bob out there.
Mm. All right. All right.
Or a doubting Sally.
Or a doubting, you know, Babatunde or something. Yeah.
So let us know your experience of miracles. But one miracle, you know, miracles can be seen as testimonies. So for those of you might be thinking that miracles have got to look a certain way. Because sometimes, you know, people think that miracles have got to be like this flash. There's got to be thunder coming out the sky. God's big voice is booming or something.
And he speaks in King James English.
Yes, you know, before a miracle appears. Or we've got to set things up in order for a miracle to appear. But we know as Christians, our currency is faith. Yeah. As long as we have faith, as it says in the word, the faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, miracles can occur. And it brings to my remembrance of, you know, even though miracles are not mentioned specifically in the book of Esther and Ruth, I believe that favor is a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, the way that things were orchestrated for Esther in order for her to save her people, you know, if you think about it, you think, oh my goodness, you know, she was an orphan. There was her uncle came and gave her a message. This is what's happening. And, you know, you've got to get into the royal, you know, that sort of royal realm. We don't know how. God made that possible for it to happen, you know. And there's sometimes there are things in our lives where it's a case of, wow, this is what's happening and something's got to happen in order for me or for someone to be able to access a certain resource or a point of help, you know. And I was listening yesterday, Lakewood Church, Joel Osteen, and he interviewed a guy called, and the name escapes me now, Terry something or the other. Apparently he's really famous in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Terry Crew or something like that.
And he was sharing his life story. And
he's a Christian.
Yeah. He was sharing his life story. And apparently he was awarded, you know, they get awarded like a star on the
Walk of Fame.
That's it.
Mm.
And his grandmother, who lived somewhere sort of in the south sort of area, who she went through, you know, her husband left her, and when they were young, his dad was young, and she went through so much, you know. And he realized, as he was receiving that honor, when he turned around and he looked at his grandmother was 94 at the time, she's now 96, and he said when he looked her in the eyes, and, you know, she was like, you know, weeping with joy, he said it clicked that this is the prayer that she was praying for, you know, to get out of the situation, because she was always praying to God, get me out of the situation, I can't see a way, you know. And here she was witnessing it through her grandson, you know, the miracle, you know, of financial freedom, of having a better way of life, of having a peaceful life, you know. So sometimes we can be praying for miracles, or we could be praying for a way to happen in our lives. But we just don't know. We just cannot see a way.
Is it not just fate?
Isn't fate the world's way?
Well, some people argue that.
No, I don't believe in fate.
Okay.
I did before I became a Christian. But I think fate is like, it's like the same sort of, it's the same sort of realm as luck, isn't it? Because you could say that's luck, you know.
Because it's the whole thing of, you know, what will be, will be.
Yeah.
Don't you agree with what will be? It is, you know, it is what it is.
No, I don't actually. I think faith is a very peculiar, it's a very interesting thing you just said, because I had that thought. I remember when, like some years ago, applying for work, and I and some other people, we met at the interview place. And of course, I had been praying. In fact, my whole faith thing, I set up the outfit I was going to wear on my first day of work. I set it up in my room. And so every day I'll be talking to it. I'll look at it. I'll say a word, like, on my first day, this is what I'm wearing, you know. And I remember getting to the place for the interview and seeing, you know, so many people there. And from little conversations you have in that time, I could tell, like, they were not really, like, faith people. And then, you know, but it just brings that question, like, how do you... And by the time I did get the job, and then I saw, like, two other people from there also got it, and I'm like, how do you place that? I'm seriously asking, like, how do you place that in terms of my faith, and then for them who don't believe, but they also got the same thing? So is it their faith and then my own faith works type of thing?
Well, we all have faith, but in terms of fate, faith is, you know, if someone believes in that, then it's like with anything, isn't there? There's always a spirit behind whatever you're believing in, you know.
Okay.
For you know, those people could have been doing witchcraft or something to get them in a position to get into that job,
know.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean that that was their destiny. It doesn't mean that, you know, that job would last for them, things like that, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't absolutely, but even let me go to scripture. Nebuchadnezzar was king, and he was not a man of faith.
Hmm.
You know, he had, and this is the issue. You made a point, Lillian, that everybody has faith, but faith in what? For some, it's chance. For some, it's luck. For them, it's ability. For some, it's education. For some, it's sense, experience, intelligence. We have faith in. Do you understand? And the truth of it is, you know, we serve the God that is above all other gods. The God that is above all other. Gods. Other gods exist.
Yes.
Other gods exist. Other powers exist. You know, it's just his is the greatest. His is the supreme power, you know. He's the Lord of other lords. The other lords exist, you know. And they wouldn't be gods if they couldn't, to some degree, grant something.
Yes.
There's something they can do. And that's how I see it. You know, exactly what you're saying, Lillian, that, you know, everybody has faith. Faith in something at some point or other. But some people would argue that what happens to us as Christians is just coincidence.
There are people who, I've heard that as well. And they've said, oh, yeah, but that's just a coincidence, isn't it? I'm like, no.
No.
It's a God incident.
Well,
you know.
You say no, you'd tell them that it's not a coincidence?
It's not.
How about you? Do you think miracles and these things are coincidences or?
No, I don't think they are. I mean, especially the way some of the, not even some of them, the way a lot of this of miracles happen, there is definitely no coincidence to it. And also I believe that when you're someone who stays in the place of prayer, and like you both rightly said, and you're having faith in God for something, expressing your expectation and putting your hope on him, then there's no coincidence there.
I mean, look at the healing miracles that we've just mentioned. There's no coincidence there.
Yeah.
You know, the girl could have come and stepped on my foot and made it worse. You know? Pastor Jasmine could have put her hand on your shoulder and the pain would have been worse.
Yeah.
You know? But the fact that, you know, these miracles happened. There's no coincidence.
Not when God is in the mix of it, to be honest. There's no coincidence with God. No,
not at all.
Somebody said once, defining coincidence. I love Christians. You know, we'll put a God spin on anything. You know,
and bring theology into it.
Somebody said once, which I absolutely love. A coincidence is when God performs a miracle and decides to remain anonymous.
Okay.
So when people say, is that a coincidence? I say, well, isn't it amazing that when I exercise my faith, I get all these coincidences? <You know?
laughs> Okay, now you put it that way.
Yeah.
But still.
You know?
That's a nice way to look at it, though.
You know, it's like motivation people and life coaches, business coaches will tell you. You say, "Oh yeah, that business." Some people will say that business is. We don't talk like that. That business is really lucky. They're really lucky. And the guy will say, "Well, isn't it amazing how lucky they are when they put in the time, put in the work, put in the effort?"
Because you know, I mean, even like what you just said, putting the time, putting the effort. It's like if you're believing for a miracle, as a particular situation, and who comes to mind is Jody Osteen, Pastor Joel Osteen's mother, who suffered with cancer, and you know when she was diagnosed, and you know she went home, and basically the doctors were just saying there's nothing we can do. You know, it's like you say, you put the effort in. She had scriptures. She said she wrote scriptures out. She put them all over the place. She would be praying, you know, and still trusting and believing God for a miracle in her life, you know. Now, She could have just gone home and just said, well, the doctor said this, so that's my fate.
Que sera, sera.
Yeah.
Whatever will be, will be.
Mm. Yeah. But she decided, she says, no, God, you said in your word, A, B, and C. And she stood on it.
Mm.
Time, she put the energy in, she put the effort in. But, you know, sometimes there are Christians and they'll say, God, I want a miracle. But we don't even open the Bible. We don't even know what scriptures to read.
Mm.
We don't even back it up with the word and say, God, this is what you promised. I am your child. This is what you promised, you know. And, you know, miracles, someone says, you know, God is not a magician.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, sometimes we as Christians, we treat God like a magician. You know, we have the lamp there and we're rubbing it, you know. Come on, Jesus, like a ruler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, are you going to do it? Oh, you're not going to do it. Is he going to do it today? Is he going to do it tomorrow? Is he going to do it next week? Maybe next month he'll do it.
Yeah.
But God doesn't work like
and
that.
And the faithfulness of God, we judge the faithfulness of God on what we see.
Mm.
We judge the faithfulness of God on our expectations, whether he meets them or not.
Wow, that's
and our perceptions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's powerful. Okay, we're going to go on another music break. We have Bart Millard, and it's I Stand Amazed.
I Stand Amazed, the King of Glory. Is that a, it's a.
Someone should pray. I said someone should pray for me. I'm in charge of this today.
We have a bit of a technical.
Do we?
Something going on.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Is it frozen?
It's frozen.
So listeners, we need a miracle.
Yes.
We need a miracle.
We need a miracle.
Are you praying?
So please.
Hey.
Have we got the miracle?
We've had the miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you for exercising your faith. Bart Millard, I Stand Amazed.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he can love.
I'm
So welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Miracles, miracles, miracles. So, lovely listeners, what are you taking away from today's topic? Are you believing more about miracles? Your stories about miracles, we really, really would love to hear. We're going to continue this topic next week because we have got lots to unpack for you. But we want to leave you a question. I think, Pastor DJ, what question should we leave our lovely listeners?
I don't know. Question, should, you know, because when we said, what's on your mind, Norma said she's tired, she just needs a bed. So one question should be, should we just let her go so she can go and have a nap?
I mean, pertaining to today's topic.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I don't know what was going on. Maybe, I think I need a nap.
God help us.
Amen. Amen. We need a miracle. We need another miracle. We need a miracle. And in fact, we had a little miracle here.
Yes,
we Is there such a thing as a little miracle?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, we had a little miracle here because the technical equipment was being silly. Was doing its own thing, and then, you know, and then it didn't, and so hallelujah.
Amen.
But, you know, I think sometimes when we talk about miracles, particularly as Christians, there is, what's the phrase, confirmation bias. Mm. We're looking for things that will confirm what we think, what we believe.
Mm.
We're looking specifically for things that will tell us we're right,
mm-hmm.
rather than... Mm-hmm. you know, empirical yeah. evidence mm-hmm. that's objective.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question, really, I suppose, that we... How to ask the question, or what is the question? So we believe, right? We mm-hmm. believe by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the question in some regards is it everything that we've ever believed for that we've received? Mm-hmm. Is it everything that we believe for that we receive? Is it everything... that we believe for, that we should receive.
Mm.
And even if we should receive something, do we receive it? Have we received it? You know, have we received every miracle we've believed for?
Mm.
And if we haven't, why not?
Mm.
Is it a guarantee?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's the guarantee? Mm-hmm. What's the guarantee? And where's the guarantee around the miraculous?
Mm.
That's the question mm-hmm. that I think maybe next week we can start to look at. So just that was something that I know that's a discussion in itself.
Yeah.
That's a profound question.
Pardon?
I said, that's a profound question. I was just thinking about it because it's almost like, is it everything we pray for that we get answers to? And how do we feel about that? And I was thinking about things I have personally prayed for
mm-hmm.
and didn't get an answer. And the question is it that you didn't get an answer or you didn't get the answer you wanted? And
mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's almost like the whole thing about healing and Jesus talking about, you know, is this sin?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you know, why was this person born blind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those sorts of theological questions. So, yeah, that's an interesting one to just leave that hanging. Sorry. Yeah, you can tell I don't work for BBC after that.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of Being Mindful Radio Show. So that's all we have for today, part one of today's topic on miracles. Are they still for today? And still again, you know, still get in touch after you listen again to the replay. Let us know any questions you've got about miracles, any comments, any testimonials you've got about miracles. Do let us know. And so I think that's it, isn't it? Yes? Okay, cool. So you've been listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. My name is Lillian Larty, and tonight's discussion has been facilitated by the lovely Norma and Pastor Deji. And as always, as we say, as we're going, thank you for listening. Remember to be mindful of yourselves and each other. God bless you.
God bless you.